Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to you all. Welcome to this discussion highlighting the importance of enterprise supplier development for one of the world's largest technology players, that is Microsoft. Now, they do say that the proof is in the pudding, and for today, Lebohang Luvuno, who is the BBB executive at Microsoft South Africa, assures me that there's a lot of proof in the business that they have brought with them today, that is Nokulunga Consulting, headed up by Tsotse Lengolo Langa, who is the founder and managing director. And we're going to get a sense of what's actually going on in the space. Someone like Lebohang tells us the ethos of Microsoft's enterprise supplier development program, but we get a sense of the reality from a business owner and the person who's actually going through this program. So, ladies, greetings to you today.
Good afternoon and good evening.
Okay, let's start with you, Tsotse, because, you know, for today, you are the proof, for the proof point, you know, around what it takes to be on one of these programs. But before we get into all that, let's ask you for something that you probably deal with probably on a daily basis. What is the elevator pitch on Nokulunga Consulting?
Thank you so much. So Nokulunga Consulting is a Microsoft partner business. So we are a 100% black female youth-owned business. We just exited youth this year. a business that focuses on Microsoft cybersecurity, data and AI, infrastructure, and modern work, which is the modernization of business environments, with a heavy focus on adoption and change management, which is the human element of technology. We call ourselves therapists of technology because a lot of people are very intimidated by technology and change. For as humans, we're very resistant to change. So we come in and say that technology, it doesn't bite. It's actually here to assist you. It's actually here to make you look like a rock star. So we massage people's feelings and thoughts and abilities.
When I was studying information systems in university, we often said that the best technology is the technology that you don't even know is there, right? You know, because you don't even have to think about and worry about it. And but change management tends to be a huge, you know, issue when it comes to actually making people comfortable.
Correct.
You know, to not even be thinking about it. But the fact that you're in consulting, it makes me think about this trend that we've seen amongst a lot of the technology companies that move towards consulting. We've seen consulting companies themselves, you know, entering into this particular space. So for you to then become a technology therapist, right? Was it informed by those types of movements in the industry, or did you see something else that said, okay, fine, maybe there's a gap I can fill?
Correct. So it wasn't influenced by that at all. I actually used to work for Microsoft assisting SMEs. And while I was working there, I identified a gap in the market. And I said, oh, wow. This is where I can come in, because running a Microsoft business, or rather building a Microsoft business, is very complex. What happens is that most of the time, if you do not have the intel of how building a Microsoft business looks like, it becomes very challenging. So when I started the business, I started with consulting and advisory, where I was going to consult for SMEs and assist them with building a Microsoft business. And then when we had started the consulting and advisory, then we got a little bit more ambitious. And we said, if we can go on and deploy Microsoft technology for SMEs, surely I can do it for myself as well. So I started building a little team, and I said, listen, we will also deploy cybersecurity. Not only will we be consulting and advisory now, we will also be deployment partners.
Yeah.
And then that's when we knocked on Microsoft's door, and then we said, listen, we would like to be part of your emerging partner program to do exactly that.
So that's how we started. So how I designed it was that now we're going to focus on the core business, which is the cybersecurity, the modernization, the data, the AI. And then now to support that, to pick up adoption so that people are comfortable with using this technology was now the adoption and change management.
Yes, yeah.
So I said we'll have an adoption and change management division.
Hmm.
And then we still said, let's keep the consulting and advisory because the gap still exists.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to build a Microsoft business. So we come in with compliance, governance, advisory, making sure that you get it right.
All right. There's a lot that's going on here, and there's a lot of different product stacks that are at Nokulunga, consulting. So maybe, Lebohang, you can come in here to give us a sense of the emerging partner program that Microsoft has. What are the tenets of that, particular program? What are the types of things that, someone like Totse has, probably gone through or have to gone through, on this type of program? And how did you decide how that program would actually be structured?
Mm. Thank you for that. So from what Tutsa has said, the Emerging Partner Program works to support smaller Black-owned businesses to navigate the Microsoft partner journey with the ultimate goal of getting them to become a Microsoft solution partner.
Yeah.
So the goal we set for ourselves is that we partner with these businesses for over a two-year period with the aim of getting them to at least two designations, Microsoft solution in Microsoft solution areas. So the aim of the program is to have a multi-faceted approach to helping partners to get to a Microsoft solution partner designation.
Yep.
And how we do that is that we focus in three areas. So the first area is technical training, and that is technical Microsoft skilling. So understanding our solutions. And that usually, typically, as Tote has also mentioned, it would be the staff of the entrepreneur that would go on that training. Sometimes the entrepreneurs themselves, if they are also technical, then it includes change management training. That's crucial. Every deployment of ours has a change management element to it. And we have a requirement on the program that at least two of your employees have to go on change management training. And then the second portion is business development support. And there, it's usually the entrepreneur themselves that are involved in those programs. And that those programs focus on supporting the entrepreneur to build their business as a whole. So as a Microsoft partner, a solution partner business, but also as a business in general. So to help them become financially and operationally independent. And so there are various programs within that area that, that the emerging partners can opt into, whether they focus on marketing or they focus on, depending on where they see the gap in their business. And then the last area is the access to market piece, which is the deployment of software. Mm-hmm. So part of getting to a Microsoft solution partner designation is that you need to get a certain number of points, and those points you can achieve through training as well as deploying the software. So we want to know as Microsoft that you actually physically, you know the work, but you also know how to practically, do the work. Mm. And through our access to market piece, the deployment portion of our program, we fund our emerging partners to deploy at our customers. So it's a partnership between ourselves, our customers, and the partners themselves, that we will pay for the deployment, which is not the usual, because usually customers would pay for their own deployment. That's where the money gets made. So it's development program in that we pay for the deployment in order to give the partner the opportunity. And what the risk that the customer takes is that they're working with a partner that isn't necessarily experienced in that area, but they're giving them the opportunity to gain that experience with the support of Microsoft on that particular deployment.
Right. So, Tose, maybe you can give us a sense of the reality. Mm-hmm. We've just gotten a full description of
correct
what's intended and what's part of the program, theoretically and at a high level. But as someone who's gone through it, like what's been your journey like? Mm-hmm. And I guess expectation versus what you've actually gotten out of it.
That's a very good question. So when we started, we were a team of about 3 to 4 when we started on the Emergent Partner Program. And then, as Lebogang has mentioned, that they need to train our staff on various Microsoft certifications. So in my case, Microsoft paid to train my staff. So I had to go out and look for graduates that have IT diplomas or degrees, IT-related diplomas or degrees, because that way it's easier for them to pass these certifications. So we focused on modern work and cybersecurity. Microsoft paid for that training, and this training is not cheap. It's not cheap. So they trained about 6 of us of our staff members so that they get that capacity and also that certification in order for us to prove that we have professional people that are certified by Microsoft to be able to deploy the technology. And then now we got our full points on skilling through that training. When we have full points on skilling, you are now purchase order ready from a Microsoft perspective, which means now we can go to a Microsoft customer and say that we are on the Emerging Partner Program. Not only are we on the program, but our staff is certified to do this work. And then we draft a statement of work, which is basically a spec. We draft it and we cost it. This is now we have created a project from the licenses that Microsoft's customers would have purchased. Mm-hmm. Now we are coming in and we are saying we're going to activate these licenses, enable this technology so that you find value in it. And that is where actually we create the jobs. And then when we've done that, we go to Microsoft and Microsoft gives us a PO. After we've received a PO, we go on into the customer's environment. We deploy technology. In our particular case, it's multi-factor authentication. Yeah. It's Defender, information protection, data classification. I've mentioned it already. Intune, Teams, OneDrive. I always say that when you walk into your office and you open your laptop and you see productivity tools, that's us. It's our team that's implementing that. So we go on to track our milestones and provide a proof of execution to Microsoft. Then Microsoft pays us. We invoice Microsoft. Microsoft pays us. So when we were on that journey, the team kept on expanding now because we needed more technicians.
How big is your team now?
18.
Nice.
We're a team of 18 and we have just onboarded from the speed dating event that Microsoft had. We just onboarded 15 more from that particular event. And we were able to partner with UNISA and MICT CETA. So they will give them a stipend. So literally it has been that Microsoft pays for your staff to be trained. You go identify a Microsoft customer, which is basically 90% or 99% of people that are running businesses.
Yeah.
We go enable that technology. We invoice Microsoft. We get paid. The business grows. We create employment.
Mm-hmm. Keen to get your sense, right, on your journey, especially access to market, because that tends to be, if we're having a discussion about impact, that tends to be the type of impact that a lot of business owners are really looking for. Yes, you've got the funding aspect.
Correct.
But when you talk to a lot of guys that are actually operating business, they're like, listen, I just need to start invoicing, you know, right? Talk to us about or how you think your ability to confidently walk into a Microsoft, a possible Microsoft customer is knowing that you're on the partner program versus had you done it yourself. And I ask that because, you know, unlike a lot of other people entering this space, you understood
correct
how the Microsoft, you know, world and system works already.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm also glad that you asked that question because it's part of our challenge as entrepreneurs, particularly Black entrepreneurs. The space that we operate in is male-dominated and is
white male dominated. So when we walk into a customer, a Microsoft customer, to them, they automatically think that, is it possible that this small firm is able to do what a big company like an Accenture, an Altron, a First Technology, is it possible that they will be able to do that? So when we walk into a customer and we say we are on the Microsoft Emerging Partner Program, you don't just get into that program and you don't know your story.
Yeah.
So they also feel comfortable that, okay, they come with the backing of Microsoft and Microsoft has trained their staff. Surely they must be able to do what they're saying they can do. So it makes it a little bit easier for us as entrepreneurs, as Black entrepreneurs, that, listen, we are backed by Microsoft. Microsoft pays our invoices. We know what we're doing. The brand helps a lot.
You obviously understand the value and the importance, you know, based on what you've just said. How do you also drive that through your organization? Because you're not the only person,
correct,
who ends up being part of the program. You know, part of your team is also,
correct,
on the journey with you.
You know what? When we started the program, as I said, there was very few of us. And when we identified our first customer and we got our first PO from Microsoft, we realized that, listen, this team needs to grow. And we started small, implemented the technology. We got our first invoice paid. When we got that first invoice paid, I said to myself, I need to bring in a COO, a chief of operations.
Yeah.
And then I drafted systems and documented how I think and how I run my business, so that when she also goes to customers, she is empowered with the knowledge of how do I speak, and she's confident. And then I also brought in a marketing manager. And then I also brought in a finance person.
Yeah.
And this is purely from an invoice that was paid by Microsoft. Yeah. So as we were tracking our milestones and we kept on getting paid, we started realizing that we actually need more roles. We actually need more technical consultants. And then we would go back to Microsoft and say, listen, the team has grown. We need more certifications in order for us to roll out a project. We're currently working in the Eastern Cape for the Department of Health, where we are implementing cybersecurity and modern workplace, and also the digitization of shifts of doctors and nurses. So that came with invoices being paid on time. We're able to scale the business, and we are able to grow the business, and we are able to create jobs. So I always say to our customers, when you buy this Microsoft technology, please don't see the IT division as a cost center. It's a business enabler.
Yeah.
Because you use that IT budget to buy Microsoft licenses. And then us as entrepreneurs, as Microsoft partners, we use those licenses to create employment. Because
yeah.
We take unemployed graduates, put them on these Microsoft certification programs, and as soon as they have the certification, they're able to deploy the technology at a Microsoft customer.
Powerful.
Very.
Yes.
So we always say that we do not only deploy technology, we create jobs. One of our employees, he looks after his grandmother. He lives on Orange Farm. He looks after his grandmother. He looks after his sister. He looks after his sister's child. He looks after his wife, his child, and himself. So if we don't have a salary at the end of the month, I always think of such a scenario. What about his grandmother? What about his sister's child? What about his child? What about his wife who's unemployed?
That's very deep. Lebogang, I want to bring you in. I know that you have experience being an entrepreneur. What do you think it is about someone like Tote that you think have, that they've been able to actually grow Nokulunga Consulting, the way that they have, and to take advantage of the emerging, you know, partner program the way that they have. Because in our previous conversations, we've spoken about the fact that it's almost, the program is almost what you make it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It absolutely is. I wouldn't say almost. It absolutely is what you make it. And I think someone like Tutse made the program work for her because she was clear on what she wanted out of the program. I think sometimes entrepreneurs, you know, when I was an entrepreneur, I actually did this kind of work in terms of enterprise and supply development support on behalf of clients. And what you would see is that sometimes entrepreneurs arrive and they wait for you to tell them what this program must do for them and what, you know, they let it be led by the corporate or led by the implementation partner. And the ones that succeed are the ones like Tutse who say, this is my vision for my business. This is how this program is going to help me achieve my vision for my business. Mm. So her understanding her own goals, her own personal and business goals, and understanding the mission. She understands that we're trying to solve for unemployment. We're trying to make sure that there are as many sustainable, thriving, small Black businesses, that they don't stay small, they become medium-sized and they become, you know, bigger and are able to compete at a national and international scale. So she understood that and she's continues to understand that, and she puts her hand up every time there's opportunities. And she's, so as much as she's got a, you know, she understands her strategy and what she's trying to achieve as a business, she's also looking around to say, what are the opportunities? What is it that I'm not currently doing that I could do that could actually increase, give me a different revenue stream? So she also wasn't fixed on, okay, this is what I'm doing and I'm not going to look at anything else. She's diversified wherever she can, as long as it still stays within her area of expertise and she, you know, or she has the team to deliver on those things, because at no point has she compromised quality in terms of what she delivers to our customers. So we confidently can team up with her knowing that the quality remains uncompromised, but she understands what we're trying to achieve. So she's partnered with us. I think I mentioned in our previous conversation that we don't look at the people on our program as beneficiaries, they're partners. And if we're going to achieve what we need to achieve and she's going to achieve what she needs to achieve for her business, it has to be a partnership. So it's those entrepreneurs that see it as a partnership. You know, she built relationships with all of us on the program. So she knows me personally. She knows Tando, who's the program manager, personally, Tato, who supports on the program. She understands all of us and what our roles are. And she leans into us when she needs us for different things.
Mm. What's your advice then for, you know, other entrepreneurs that get onto programs like this? Myself and Lebo Hang, we spent some time earlier talking about the fact that there is a, what's the word I'm looking for? There is a parallel likeness, you know, to what's happening on the ESD program with what happens in other spaces when it comes to accelerators, incubators, and that type of thing, right? And you hear all types of stories with people that go through, you know, those
ESD programs.
Yes. So what's your advice, you know, to other business people that get onto these programs to actually get the value that they need out of it? And I'll tell you why I'm asking. When I started in this role, one of the first things I ever did was I did a brief investigation on ESD programs, actually, for Financial Mail. Mm-hmm. And we were able to ascertain, this was in late 2018, mm-hmm. that ESD, what people call enterprise development program, is at that time, it was a 20 billion rand a year industry and ecosystem.
It's a big, big industry.
However, very little of that 20 billion rand in value was actually filtering down to the actual entrepreneurs and business owners.
Oh, Mujima. I've got so many stories to tell about entrepreneurship and ESD programs, right? Where we are supposed to be the beneficiaries and we end up not benefiting anything at all, right? Or big multinational corporates, they'll have an ESD program or a fund and they go on to give it to an ESD house, train SMEs. And then when you get to this training of SMEs, you are given financial literacy training, all these patronizing programs that they have. And then 5 years later, you're still sitting with the same problem. right? So which is what Microsoft has gotten right, actually. So my advice would be, I will say something very cliche. Know your why. Why did you start? I started because when I saw the gap in the market, I said, this is exactly how we can reduce unemployment. This is exactly how, particularly, the public sector can say that we spend billions on licenses and then they put them away.
Yeah.
This is how, as the public sector now, we can confidently say that we can create jobs with these licenses that we continuously invest money in. They pay hundreds of millions to Microsoft. Now, how's about you make that work for you? What drives me is that I have a deep love for South Africa. And it pains me when I see the youth unemployed. They've got good degrees. They've got honors. And yet they do not have jobs. You go to the townships and you see them loitering in the middle of the day. How? When so much money has been invested in technology, now come in and make that technology work for our communities. I always say as well that in my business, not only do we create employment, we also create entrepreneurs. Some of the interns that have worked for us are now our consultants. They invoice us. And then we go on to plug them with people that are going to register their business, get them tax compliant. So it's really important that when you get into this program and you're looking for a handout, know why you started. Do you have an actual business? As opposed to, oh, this is ESD money, it's BEE money, I'm just going to take it. And it doesn't work like that. You must have purpose, that you want to run a sustainable business that is actually going to have impact in not only in your community, but in other people's community. With this project that we're doing in the Eastern Cape, we were able to employ some interns from the Eastern Cape. I even employed some of my homeboys and homegirls that have IT degrees and diplomas. We gave them certifications. Now they're working on a project. And some of their stipends are going to be added on with just some of the collaborations that we've had with various institutions. So my advice is, have purpose.
Yeah.
Have an actual business.
Yeah.
And have a vision to scale the business, drive impact. It cannot only be you that benefits from an ESD program. And I also wanted to remove the stigma of BE, that it's something that is here to block a particular group of people. BEE is here to empower everyone. And if you use it correctly, you drive impact with it. It cannot be that our Black people are still living in poverty when there's so much technology, when we can create so much work from technology.
On that powerful note, that's how we come to the end of today's discussion, which has been, you know, quite a great one, especially when you marry the point around the fact that a company like Microsoft is so tied, you know, to their partners. Your success is their success.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And your downfall, unfortunately, impacts their bottom line as well. And also just understanding the realities of actually being on programs like this. We've spoken, myself and, you know, Lebohang, about the fact that it's what you make it, but very good to get a sense, you know, of an actual business and how you've been able to actually make it your own. The fact that you started with your why, and then you said, this is how this program is actually going to help us, you know, to reach where we want to go. And to actually fulfill, you know, the vision that you have. So we continue to, you know, watch, and we can only hope that you keep flying even further.
Thank you so much. I would like to make a closing comment.
Mm.
When I started the program at Microsoft, I said to myself, you know what? I don't want to be those companies that are on an ESD program for 15 years.
It's almost a career for some people.
Right? I said, I want to come in, maximize the 24 months and get out of this so that somebody else also comes in to benefit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thank you.
So with that, we come to the end of today's discussion on the importance of enterprise supply development, for Microsoft South Africa, understanding how they're doing things and really understanding how Nokulunga Consulting has actually used this program to get where they need to go, and the powerful message that they end to say, when you get on these programs, have an exit strategy in mind. So thank you so much. We were in conversation with Lebohang Luvuno. She is the PPPE executive at Microsoft South Africa, together with Thotse Lengolo Langa, who is founder and managing director at Nokulunga Consulting. Ladies, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having us.